This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, whatever thoughts you have echoing in your brain, you can share them with us, because there are a lot of people who are doing that in social media sense. Twitter at Good Day, Instagram.com/Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. Here is that lovely, talented, charming fellow, George Zimmerman, in the news again. Mr. Zimmerman has decided that he needs a little more cash and a little more attention. So whatever is left of his bankrupt soul is for sale. Remember him? He was the neighborhood watchman who shot Trayvon Martin in 2012. There are a lot of people who think that it was self-defense. I don't know whether this is just the gun supporters versus the people who want gun control. I never did quite understand that and how the line was drawn. Anyway, the 9mm pistol that was used to shoot Trayvon is up for grabs. $9,000, some people think. $5,000, some other people think. It's going to be bid on at 11 o'clock this morning. He said, quote, "I'm honored and humbled to announce the sale of an American firearm icon."
Oh my gosh.
Just so gross. I mean, yeah. Most responsible gun owners, you never want to have to shoot somebody. And if you do, you know, you're not going to put it online and make it into a, like, a badge of honor. I mean, my goodness.
He talks here about why he's auctioning off this gun.
"I recently received it back from the Department of Justice. They had it. They actually took it after my trial, after I was exonerated. And I thought it's time to move past the firearm. And if I sell it and it sells, I move past it. Otherwise, it's going in a safe for my grandkids and never to be, you know, used or seen
for
again."
Your grandkids?
Yeah.
He also responds to those who are critical of this auction.
"I'm a free American. I can do what I'd like with my possessions."
Yes, you can, sir.
Oh, he's
That's
right.
true. Yep, right.
The but if firearm... he wants to move past it, then why not then just sell it at a gun auction and don't tell anyone what the gun is?
No.
If you really
want
to
get
past
it,
he's so
you
full
bring
of
it,
it.
You bring it to a recycling place,
yeah,
and they melt it down and use it for a bumper on a car.
Exactly.
He's had a taste of the fame, though, and you know, people have been following him for his bad decisions since the Trayvon Martin. I mean, gosh, he's been in road rage incidents. He's been in fights with his ex-girlfriend. I mean, Mike, you know, he's had a taste of that now.
Yeah.
And who wants to buy this kind of karma?
Oh,
I mean, who wants
somebody
to bring that into your home or even into your gun locker?
Yeah, no. The firearm, he says, he said, "I used this firearm to defend my life and end the brutal attack from Trayvon Martin on me. Many have expressed interest in owning and displaying this firearm, including the Smithsonian Museum." What?
I doubt that.
Smithsonian wants to put this gun there? I don't think that doesn't sound... Anyway, this is a guy who, unfortunately, we get into these situations where we don't really understand. It's not cut and dry. This guy's a sick guy. He just looking at what he did and the attention that he needed. You know, he couldn't become a police officer, so he became one of these local. What do they call him?
He's an event. What do they call it? A vigilante.
No. That's what it was. He was a neighborhood watch person that was supposed to be, you know, sort of looking around. This is a gated community in Sanford, Florida. And this kid was walking.
I think he thinks of himself
through.
As a vigilante, though.
Well,
I just, you know, I stood up for the guy.
He was a volunteer
guy,
watchman. He was volunteering his time. He wasn't paid.
Because it looked to me like the evidence showed that he was standing his ground, as they recognize in Florida. But you have to look at how people behave after the fact. And I think sometimes when people get away with murder, like O.J. Simpson and like George Zimmerman, whether it was justified or not, I'm not even calling that into question. But when you get away with something so big that has the attention of the public, I think it's really difficult to go back to normal life and you do stuff like this to constantly seek that spotlight again. It's pretty sick, but I think people get addicted to it.
Zimmerman said last night he was impervious to critics who would fault him for selling this weapon for money. They're not going to be bidding on it, he said, so I couldn't care less about them. I'm a free American. He, you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there's that, and that's the reality. And there'll be a lot of stories about that, I'm guessing, on the morrow after you find out what it actually sells for. Maybe I shouldn't talk about it because I'm contributing to the problem. You think? Should we not talk about it?
Everybody is. It's trending all over social media, though. It's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Huffington Post is covering it now. So
he's the number one thing trending on Twitter right now.
Yeah.
All right. So it takes your breath away, doesn't it? Dr. Ken Kronos with his weekly report on medical news up next here on Good Day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, IVC Advocates with principal office in Temecula, California, is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention, this is an important announcement for anyone who had surgery to implant a blood clot device. If you or a loved one had a surgery in the past 10 years and your doctor used an IVC filter to trap blood clots, call 800-689-0335 now. These devices can be life-threatening and you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. The FDA is evaluating adverse events caused by these blood clot devices, which can lead to complications and serious injury. Call 800-689-0335 right now. These devices could break and lead to serious injury. Call now as time is limited. Call 800-689-0335. If you or a loved one has one of these dangerous blood clot devices, as you may be entitled to a cash award and compensation, our toll-free phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-689-0335. That's 800-689-0335. 800-689-0335.
You, the road, nothing else. This is what it's like to start your legend on an Indian motorcycle. And now for a limited time, we'll add $1,500 to your trade-in value, plus $1,000 in accessory and apparel credit. Go ahead. The road is calling. Indian Motorcycle. Be legendary. Offers valid in the U.S. and Canada and subject to credit approval. Trade-in allowance and accessory credit valid on select 2016 models. Bid through 5/31/16. Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear helmets. Never drink and ride.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my company has like 7 different printers. How's your ink selection?
Behold, Staples Wall of Ink.
Just wow.
A huge selection of ink and toner guaranteed in stock.
Hello? Awesome.
If it's not, we take $10 off and ship it to you free.
Pinch me. I said pinch.
I heard you.
New low prices on ink and toner and an in-stock guarantee. Staples, make more happen.
In-stock guarantee applies to in-store selection only. Out-of-stock ink and toner will be ordered from in-store kiosk with $10 discount plus free shipping implied. Limit 1 cartridge per customer.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one. A fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Quarter past the hour on Good Day. The presence of one Dr. Kenneth Kronos here with an update on a lot of the information that you are going to be reading more about or hearing about this week and into the weekend. I suppose the update on Zika, the Zika virus, we're going to get a shot, we're going to have testing. What are we going to have?
Doug, this comes out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the dermatology edition this week. The problem with diagnosing Zika is the virus shares many characteristics with other illnesses. Symptoms are usually mild and short-lived, lasting 2 to 7 days, but Zika exposure in pregnancy raises the risk for microcephaly. This is a serious birth defect affecting a baby's head and brain size. Zika also is associated with Guillain-Barré syndrome. This is a rare nervous system illness. The U.S. mainland has seen just 472 cases, all contracted outside the country, but the CDC is predicting Zika-carrying mosquitoes will threaten the Gulf states, including Florida, Louisiana, and Texas by this summer. Zika rashes, they present as tiny, closely set red bumps that spread from the upper to the lower half of the body over several days. The tiny red patches also tend to appear on the roof of the mouth, and eyes may appear bloodshot, though not all patients will have all of these symptoms. Ultimately, your doctor will need blood and or urine samples to confirm the presence of the Zika virus. The urine test seems to be very promising, so we may be able to avoid blood soon. With no known treatment for vaccine for Zika, Doug, we recommend long-sleeved clothing and deep-laced repellent to limit risk or avoid regions where the virus is circulating.
You know, isn't it interesting how the news media and its cycles are so obvious when it comes to this? Zika was the big deal. It got screaming headlines, people yelling, what are we going to do about this? It'd be the end of the world. And now, I haven't, other than you talking about this, I haven't heard a word about this for weeks.
Well, down here in Florida, people are talking about it because there are continuously new cases, and there is this great concern. The CDC is stating that we're going to see this here in Florida this summer.
All right, Dr. Ken is a cardiologist, and as so, when we're having conversations, especially about heart disease, things of the heart, circulation, et cetera, there's a lot of credibility in what he suggests is the answer to particular questions. This heartburn drug is not good, apparently. What drug are we talking about here?
Exactly. Nexium. This is out of circulation research. Doug, heart disease, kidney disease, and dementia have all been linked to long-term PPIs, the proton pump inhibitor usage, and such drugs as Nexium over-the-counter. You've used them. We may now understand why it appears that prolonged exposure to these drugs leads to premature biological aging of the cells that line the interior of the blood vessels. They're called endothelial cells. Physicians should consider PPIs only for short-term use for relief of symptoms of GE reflux disease.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Stay away from the proton, what do you call them, pump, what are those?
Inhibitors, long-term. Short-term, it's okay, but these are not meant to be taken permanently.
I've only used them short-term.
You're fine.
I'll tell you something that I do use long-term, and because of your advice, a lot of other people are using Super Beats as well. What message do you have for people who are concerned about their blood pressure, especially, and what they have to be concerned about after Super Beats versus before Super Beats?
Well, this is fine and safe for long-term use, because if you don't, you'll have a deficient level of nitric oxide. And nitric oxide is the third important gas that your body continuously must make. And as we get older, if we don't have enough building blocks to make the nitric oxide, we'll be deficient in it. And Super Beats or Neo 40 is the way to get the building blocks. And this is from Nobel Prize winning research. The body needs to continuously have a supply of nitric oxide to spray the blood vessels to open it up so that the red blood cells can move through, delivering the oxygen from head to toe. Without it, the whole body doesn't work properly.
Take Dr. Ken's advice. Order Super Beats now, 800-655-4183. And with your new order, you'll get a 30-day supply free of Super Beats. This is terrific energy, terrific safety for your body. 800-655-4183. Super Beats. Take Dr. Ken's advice every day. 800-655-4183.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Time for Way Back Thursday. No, this is Throwback Thursday. It's Way Back Wednesday. Now it's Throwback Thursday. For those of you who are big fans of pop music, you'll be happy to know we have the top five songs for this week, 1985. And I asked the members of my crack staff here, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Gareth Shillen, who was born in 1985, and they all said, we don't know. For some reason or other, I was. And then they said, oh, this is the year you wanted. Really? All right. So, number five position is Pat Benatar, friend of my late love, Charlotte Ann Steffen.
Yeah, she loved your doggy,
she
right?
She loved that little dog.
I love Pat Benatar.
She took a ride. We were riding from, she's from Boston, and we were coming from L.A. on a trip with me, and I had Charlotte. We were coming home, I don't know, it's maybe 3 years ago in April. And Charlotte was sitting in the seat with me, but she was curious as to what was, you know, she saw the people on the seat behind me, and they were eating something. And Charlotte was always very interested in what people were eating. So she stuck her nose. Just imagine, visualize, you're sitting, there's two seats, and there's a hole between the seats. So Charlotte stuck her nose back there to see what was going on. And Pat Benatar, I didn't know it was Pat Benatar at the time, said, oh, can I have your puppy in my lap? So Charlotte was happy to jump in the back seat and spend about an hour and a half sitting in her lap. So I have never forgotten it. Yeah, it is a cute story, but apparently she has a number of dogs. But man, is this, she has talent.
She is hype.
Yep. And she's a little thing. My skinny little thing. But, you know,
and
I always wonder.
She still sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She really does. She hasn't lost her voice.
Okay, so this is 1985. This week in 85, number five, Pat Benatar. Sitting in Pat Benatar, and we belong. Number four belongs to the new edition, Cool It Now. My God, I haven't heard this for ages.
You know who was the new edition?
The Markies in it? No, that was, who was Marky Mark and Donnie?
That was in the 90s. That was New Kids on the Block and Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. No, Bobby Brown was in New Edition.
Oh, really?
This sounds like little children singing.
That sounds like
they were young children, by the way.
Yeah. Right, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Wow.
Okay, so that's number four song this week in 1985. Number three, great remake of the Phil Phillips song from the 50s, The Honey Drippers. All right, who is the lead singer? Come on, somebody's going to tell me.
Robert Plant. No idea.
Robert Plant.
I love The Honey Drippers.
Yeah, Honey Drippers and Sea of Love. Crank it up, Kara. This was a complete, this was a grab it out of your butt session. These guys were all doing something else in the studio, and they all said, okay, let's have some fun and do an old song. So that's what they did. They played for an hour, and they all loved this old song, and this is what came out of it. They never expected anything would happen. Song became a number one song. That's how the story came about. Duran Duran, number two, The Wild Boys. Very typical Duran Duran stuff.
Yep, sounds just like what they always do.
Just like they always sound. Yep. Number one this week, 1985, Madonna, Caccione.
I love it.
She sounds so young.
Yeah.
She was young.
Yeah. I want to come virgin.
How do I sound?
Not young. Different.
Yeah,
a little different.
Half, where are we? 28 after. This is a good day.
The sweet sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate. Our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Geico presents Kathy, the candid real estate agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
There are some professions where it makes sense to protect us all against unsafe or dangerous operators. That is why we require training, registration, and regular updates for people like doctors, electricians, or food inspectors, for example. But required certification is often used as a way to limit competition in fields that do not involve public health or safety. Why else would government require certification and paid membership in specified organizations for barbers, horse trainers, sports agents, librarians, or manicurists? A quick look through the lens of liberty sees such uses of government power as an abuse of freedom, limiting competition for those already in the business. Government is supposed to guarantee access to a free marketplace, not restrict it.
For more information, go to Lens of Liberty.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My best friend, and I love you, and I love you, yes I do.
Your man friend is here, 34 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and we're here to guard the truth, the whole truth. And nothing but the truth. You'll be happy to know there's a new dating website pledging to match Americans who can't stand the idea of Donald Trump as president. So you can go to Canada and look for love. This is a website facilitating the pledge often made by voters to move to Canada if this person or that person gets elected. Remember all the people that said, if George Bush gets elected, I'm moving to Canada. Alec Baldwin's still here.
Well, think about the list of people who said that they would move to Canada if Trump gets elected. I'm excited about this list. It's Rosie O'Donnell. It's Lena Dunham. Whoopi Goldberg. Hey, I'll buy you a ticket, lady.
See you later, alligator.
Oh, I like Lena Dunham. I don't care about the other ones, but I like Lena Dunham.
Maple Match is what it's called.
Maple Match.
Makes it easy for Americans to find the ideal Canadian partner to save them from the, quote, unfathomable horror of a Trump presidency.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. You go to their website, maplematch.com. Want to check that out?
I love the Canadians. You know, they're peaceful. They love a good hockey game. I like it. They love healthcare.
Users to add them on the website. You can add your name to a waiting list.
There's a waiting list.
Apparently there's 3,000 people.
Yeah.
3,000 people already. Yeah. That's insane.
Officials with Maple Match did not respond to a request for comment. A fellow who runs the site is Joe Goldman, told the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation yesterday more than 10,000 singles and about 3,000 Canadians have signed up on the waiting list as of yesterday. Dating site was also active on Twitter, suggesting the service would help Americans avoid the difficulties of gaining Canadian citizenship. There you go. So that'll be something.
So do you think Marla Maples is on Maple Day?
Twitter, at Good Day, if you got a comment, Instagram.com/Good Day, Facebook.com. All right, so what sort of comments do we have brilling there and chilling, Victoria?
Well, on Twitter, of course, the conversation about George Zimmerman and the gun, a lot of people feel that it seems universal, even if you support what George Zimmerman did or his stance against Trayvon Martin, it apparently everyone thinks it's universally tacky that the gun is not for sale.
No.
Which is, that gives me hope for humanity, so
really?
It's a good thing.
It's tacky. Huh. Oh. All right. Here's, speaking of tacky, the way the news media or the entertainment media has been glomming on to Sharon and Ozzy Osbourne. Apparently, Ozzy was having an affair with a hairstylist named Michelle.
How? I just want to know physically how that happens.
I know.
Why would you want to?
He can't even walk. I mean, physically. Can you draw me a diagram on how this is even going to work?
Well, yeah, point to the page in the Kama Sutra of what's happening in that relationship.
Really?
Gosh.
All right. Here's, this has always been controversial. It always annoys me, but I'll throw it out there for you to be annoyed or not. You can be annoyed about it, or you can be annoyed at me because of my point of view. There's a survey on slavery. That has cropped up.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, according to this survey, those who describe themselves as millennials, which would be Victoria and Kara, amongst others, believe that there is still need for reparations for black families. That is, the need to be compensated for the suffering of their ancestors. 51% of millennials who are asked this question think slave reparations is a good idea. 80% of the people who are my age or older say no, which is the opposite, sort of. I'm in that category.
Before I scream, what do Kara and Victoria think?
I'm against it.
Yeah.
Well, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you were for it.
Yeah. No, I think it's time
Kara
to move
said
on.
She was for it. Sorry.
I didn't Kara say I was for it. I said I wasn't. I think that most people, I think a lot of young people, like, think that something needs to be done and money seems like an easy way to go about
it. But something was already done. Okay, now I have to scream. I'm sorry. I can't hold it in anymore.
Something
was already done. And the programs that are in place, these what we call so-called entitlement programs, were set up for that very reason. But here's the dirty secret that the government doesn't want to let you know, is that the people that are sneaking in over the border that are here illegally are actually taking away all that money that was set aside for African Americans as payments for
slavery.
Well,
that's what I'm saying, is that they think that there's still an issue, that those programs aren't doing the job that they were set out to do. And so this is, I don't think that giving money is the right way to do it, because it just seems like it's pushing something on the under the carpet. It's not really helping anything.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. I don't think this is the answer.
Let's see what you get for social media comments on this. Facebook.com/Good Day. The live Twitter feed continues at Good Day.
You can quote me on social media.
Okay, so here's a story that we have at DougStefan.com that I find troubling. I mean, it's the best way. You always can tell what I'm thinking about with regard to some of these things, because you can hear my voice, you can hear my tone. Here's this young guy attempting to take a selfie snapshot with a statue of a 16th century Portuguese king.
Nice.
126-year-old statue crashes to the ground and shatters. The,
loved to have been there. I would have been giggling.
Don
imagine
Mastabusti.
That moment of timber.
Right. Yeah. You see the picture at DougStephan.com. And then after he broke it, he tried to run away, but police called.
Of course. What would you get a broom and a dustpan? I mean, what else are you going
to
do?
Oh, my God. That's right. You know what this brings about, though, is this crazy. We were talking earlier today about this new light that you can get for your smartphone in the case so that you can be doing selfies in the dark. What is the matter with you? What in the world?
And how self-important are you that you need to
yes.
a number of selfies every day?
You can do a selfie movie. And my comment was we should give them to the police so that they can have the light on all the time when they're out in the dark chasing people around and they have to have the video on. It just seems that this is... There's so much craziness, but so much was. Are you that insecure? You got to be taking pictures of yourself all the time. The selfie stick. When was that? Was invented last year, right?
A couple years ago. Yeah, that's the dumbest thing. I hate that thing.
Who's got one? All right, so there's no comment.
You
got
a selfie stick?
No, I do not have a selfie stick.
Okay,
we're all good.
Okay, good.
Okay. Moving along, then.
Well, no, my selfie stick is my right arm.
Yeah, there you go.
My selfie stick.
The country that you would least expect to have a problem with this has a problem with gay marriage. Italy has given the green light to gay marriages. Big day of celebration today in Italy.
Even did I ever tell you what happened to me at the train station in Italy?
No, what happened? Was it like the airport thing that you and I went through?
It was worse.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, I didn't realize, you know, you're kind of, I don't know, we're naive as Americans as to what things are like in other countries. And so I get to Italy and found out really quickly that Italians like, you know, curvaceous blonde
large
women.
American women. Yeah.
And so I'm in the train station, and we're waiting. We were waiting in line for something. I don't know if it was to collect our...
You by yourself
bag.
Or your father? Who are you with?
No. I was with my friends. I was with three friends traveling through Europe, and my two girlfriends were outside. My guy friend Jason and I were standing in this line. And I'm waiting, and it was really crowded in the train station. And all of a sudden, I felt a hand on my bare rear end cheek because, you know, I was wearing, you know, little underwear. I wasn't wearing, like, full underwear. So I had this hand on my butt cheek. I'm like, what in the? And I thought I was imagining things, so I sort of, like, stepped forward a little bit.
And it followed. The hand followed you as you moved forward, right? There's a visualization.
Yeah, so, and of course my friend Jason, who is so passive, was like not even defending my honor. I looked at the guy, and the guy took off running. I mean, it was the craziest thing. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Well, the Prime Minister, Matteo Renzi, said gay rights was a key issue. Big protest by the Catholic Church. Excuse me, man.
Are you okay?
Excuse me, man.
Hair bomb?
I will tell you something. This allergy season is the worst I have ever
bad.
Experienced in my life. I have a hard time getting through a 4 or 5 minute segment without it. Excuse me. Anyway. Yeah. All right. So let's underscore this. The Italian government says, okay, if you're gay, to get married. The Catholic Church, big celebrations, protests in the streets supporting traditional families. Prime Minister says, doesn't make any difference. In fact... the Prime Minister called for a vote of confidence because this has been such a big thing. The Catholic Church wants to throw him out of office. Mm. The protest, thousands of people protesting against this law. Apparently, Italy is the last major Western country to introduce gay civil unions. Well, other than the fun that you can have with stories about Italy, this does seem to be an interesting conundrum for the church. I would have thought the Pope wouldn't have said anything. Honestly, this Pope. No,
yeah.
Am I right or wrong? Victoria, you're a Quaker. That's a generous Catholic. Kara, what religion do you espouse, if any?
I consider myself agnostic, so not really.
Agnostic. Okay, so good. I'm not agnostic. I just don't believe in religion. I don't know what that is. Atheist. People are confused. They say, well, you don't believe in God. Of course I do. I believe in God as the... all you have to do is listen to this program for 5 seconds and know what I think about God, the force, whatever. But I think that...
Be agnostic. That's acknowledging that there is a God or a higher force, but you just don't prescribe
People don't usually understand the difference between agnosticism and atheism.
Right. Yeah, they don't.
And so, anyway. But the reason I bring this up is because I find it interesting in today's world how religion clashes with reality. And as most people over there are Catholic, but yet they're saying it's okay for gay marriage, what does that tell you about the value of Catholicism or the theories that are put forth by the men who practice that religion and who are responsible, because there are no women involved in the Catholic Church hierarchy, it's all men. What does that tell you about the average person, even in Italy, thinks gay marriage is okay? And so, once again, the church has no relevancy. And I think that's maybe the story here. But people still go to church. They just ignore
the stuff.
Yeah, and
actually, I know a couple of gay men couples, more than one, that go to Catholic church still.
They take the sacraments?
No.
It's against the practice of the church to give sacraments to gay people, right?
Well, you're not supposed to take the sacrament if you're divorced until your marriage is annulled. I mean, there's certain ways that you don't, reasons why you wouldn't take the sacrament.
And that is, they do that because it keeps you from going, you don't take the sacrament so you don't go to heaven? Is that what happens? Supposedly?
No, it's a little more complicated than that, but you don't, I don't know, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know either. 12 years of Catholic school, you'd think I would know that, don't I?
Well, you see, that's how important or not it is. Because it just becomes what you're taught, it's passed down.
Well,
it's like learning things by rote, 2 and 2 is 4. Other than that,
in my mind, there's no correlation between going to heaven and taking the sacrament. I mean, you complete all, through your life as a Catholic, you complete all 7 sacraments, which is key, with the last one being your last rites, essentially.
All right, last rites, 48 after on Good Day.
This morning, Sandra Sneed wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be missus. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just the way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I'll make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get 2 croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
America, the Sprint network is now more reliable than ever, and I'm on a mission to prove it's the fastest. I know there are non-believers out there, so I'm traveling the country betting anyone and everyone that Sprint is faster than their network. And Sprint's winning. I've won gumball machines, wedding cakes, giant teddy bears, anything people were willing to bet because they thought their network could beat Sprint. They thought wrong. The Sprint LTE network is now more reliable than ever. But don't take my word for it. Switch today, save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates, and stop overpaying for wireless. Visit the Sprint store or Sprint.com/network to learn more.
Plans not exact match. Offer coverage not available everywhere or for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, add-on, and premium content. Subject to new line activation fee and credit. See web for eligible plans. Savings until 2018 after pay full amount. Speed claim based on analysis of average delivered download speeds using Nielsen NMP data. Restrictions apply.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Sort of Star Wars movies have themes that sound the same. You notice that? Star Trek, Star Wars. It's the theme from Star Fighters. Yes, am I right? Or not, Chuck Curry?
Yes.
Chuck, our movie man. Yes?
Last Starfighter, 1984.
Yeah.
Which was a Star Wars clone. It actually did pretty well at the box office and has a strong cult following.
Why? What was the need for this movie? Who was there trying to get it on the payday? What was the story?
Trying to, I guess, cash in on the Star Wars phenomenon of the, you know, late 70s and 80s. But, you know, and the co-star of that movie is an actress named Catherine Mary Stewart, who I always found very appealing. She actually lives in New York City on May 29th at my local theater, the Pocono Cinema and Cultural Center. She's going to come out, take a drive from New York to the Poconos. We're going to screen Night of the Comet from 1984, which is another cult, sort of a cult B-movie that has a nice following. I'm a big fan of it. We're going to show it, and she's going to do a Q&A, which is a question and answer. So I'm going to get to interview her. I'm looking forward to it.
So you're going to give her directions on how to get there?
She has GPS.
I don't know how to get to the post office, so she'll have to find a way.
Go down 81 until you get to Stroudsburg. That's all you have to do. It's easy. Simple,
exactly.
Easy. All right. So Chuck Curry, our movie man. All right, so Emilio Estevez was in that movie too, yeah?
No.
I thought he was.
No, an actor named Lance Guest, who was actually...
Oh, Lance! Oh, okay, yeah. It's Emilio Estevez's birthday. I got all of these informational tidbits in my head. I don't remember what's what. So Emilio Estevez, whose real name, by the way, is Emilio Estevez. His brother is Vicente Estevez, but he doesn't go by that name. He goes by the name Charlie Sheen.
How old is Emilio now?
Emilio is, 48, 49?
He's 54.
54?
He looks weathered. I just saw him a year ago on my birthday, actually. He looks weathered.
I was thinking this a few months ago. I know he's directed a few films in the last 10 years, but what does he do to make a living, Emilio Estevez? I mean, he's not a working actor. I don't think he's worked in front of
He produces the stuff with his father. He and his father
produce. Is that what he does?
Yeah, he was also in the wine business for a little bit in California. He did Casa Dumet's wine, but I think his relationship ended, and I'm not sure how that plays out because I know he was partners with his lady friend. So
yeah.
I wouldn't call him. It would be a stretch to call him an amazing actor, but he wasn't. But he had an appealing presence in film, I thought.
Yeah,
he was great in The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah. Right. Now he's I think his father. It's interesting. His father is a blend of actor, producer, director. But his two sons, Charlie is actor, and that's pretty much it. And Emilio, I sense, is producer-director, sort of. I think he does some of that stuff, and you don't really know that he's doing. You don't often pay attention to who gets credit for directing or writing a movie or a television show unless somebody points out, look how fast they go through the credits, which is another thing I want to talk about in a moment. Why it is that credits on movies or TV shows run as fast as that you can never read any of them. What's the point of doing it? All right, we'll talk about that with Chuck Curry, our movie man, up next here on Good Day.
Know-how! Your car may have aged well, but its AM/FM setup isn't the technological wonder it used to be. So get with the times and pick up a Bluetooth car kit at NAPA for $14.99. It attaches to your visor and keeps your hands free from holding your phone. That's $14.99 for a Bluetooth car kit and a way to bring your ride into the 21st century. That's NAPA know-how. At participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Not a morning person? Yeah, me neither. So I make this simple. Bacon, egg, cheese, croissant sandwich. You awake yet? Good. Right now at Burger King, get two hot and flaky croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's two croissant sandwich for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese, and they're two for $4. Hey, treat yourself. It's the morning. Get two croissant sandwich for just $4 today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price participation vary.
All right, so Chuck, what is the story? I've never really understood the philosophy. Why do they run television and movie credits so quickly? You can never read them. What's the point?
Well, on TV, because they're tapped into when they show, let's say, a 90-minute movie, they'll run almost a half-hour commercials. By the time it ends, they're not going to show 10 minutes of credits. It'll basically, bore the audience, and they don't have the time to do it, so they put it on fast-forward. But if you see a movie in the theater now, like, let's say, Captain America Winter Soldier, you'll sit there literally for at least 10 minutes watching those credits.
How many people it takes, actually. I thought that when looking at the credits, how many people it takes to put these things together.
And know what I noticed when I watched Captain America Winter Soldier in the credits? How many actors, every single performer in that film actor had a stunt double, which is mentioned in the credits. It was like 40 of them.
Wow. Good day for the stunt people. All right, good day for Chuck Curry.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.